Brother, we requested you before, but please stand up again and your brother coming. That will have left your room. The more you do it, Allah will reward you for it, inshallah.
Okay. Inna alhamdulillah, نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه والله بكل شيء عليم وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول فإن توليتم فإنما على رسولنا البلاغ المبين الله لا إله إلا هو وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. Indeed, all praise and gratitude is to Allah. We praise Him, we thank Him, we seek His forgiveness, guidance and His mercy. We seek refuge in Allah from our bad deeds as we seek His refuge and protection from the bad insiders. Know then, one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Glory be to Him, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no calamity of any kind of calamity and tribulation befalls anyone except by the will of Allah. And for the one who truly believes in Allah, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبًا, then Allah, He guides him or her, guides his or her heart. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. To remind us, Allah is fully aware of all that is happening. Allah is fully aware. So iman is the very foundation. If you have iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide your hearts here, means will give you comfort and solace and trust in Him, and not to panic and not to lose hope, but to have full hope and to have sabr and patience. All that is in encapsulated in the meaning of, and more of yahdi qalba, that He guides his or her heart of the believer. Wa atiullaha wa atiur rasul, and obey Allah and obey His messenger. Obey Allah, carry on obeying Allah and His messenger. That is our way. Not when we face any tribulation or sickness, or to say, why has God done this? This is kufr. Or if something doesn't suit our desires and our little mindset, which Allah sent the Quran with and His messenger with, we say, well, I don't think God wants this from me really. Against what Allah sent in the Quran and the messenger. So now you think you know better than the messenger, that you're getting revelation to tell you what Allah wants from you? To say that I think this is what God wants, not what the Quran is saying, what the messenger is saying, is kufr. You have made yourself God. You have been deluded. So here to remind us, Allah saying, so obey Allah and His messenger. That's the only way. وَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ And if you turn away, that's included in what I've just said. I think God doesn't want this from me. I think He wants this. I think. Ananiya. Yeah, make yourself God. And if you turn away, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ For surely the only responsibility on our messenger, Allah says, is to transmit and pass on the clear message. Allahu la ilaha illahu. And if you turn away, in other words, there is no God besides Allah. There's nowhere for you to go. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to turn to? There's no escape. Allahu la ilaha illahu. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah. Wa ala Allahi fal yatawakkalil mu'minun. Linking with those who believe again. And upon Allah, the real true believers, they have full reliance and trust. Everything they know, they are dependent on Him. I say those as introductory remarks to put ourselves in our place of who we are. And how we are, and that anything that's going on of calamities and difficulty and tribulation is illa bi'ithnillah. It's only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if everything's in His control, then the only way to turn for us is towards Him again. And perhaps to turn to Him where we've not been turning to Him. Not trusting in Him as and depending on Him as we should have been. This is a wake-up call for us as well. And what we see as calamity may actually be an opportunity for you and me to turn back to our Creator. Is it not so, brothers and sisters? And in the light of that, what is our response to what we've seen in the last couple of weeks of the far right, extremist, lawlessness, thuggery, terrorism, Islamophobia? That's been going on, which I'm sure most of us are aware, except the one perhaps who's been on, what's the latest PlayStation now? If you've had your head down in that for the last 2 weeks, perhaps you don't know what's going on. And there may be some people who haven't got a clue that that is what is going on, of this thuggery. This, brothers and sisters, first thing, in regards to our response, is to be aware and to know. What should we know? That this is a minority. This is a minority. Significant and loud, no doubt. But we should be confident and know and not fan the flames and exaggerate as the whole society, as all of it has become Islamophobic and against us and come out to destroy us. That would be unjust. Be careful of fake news before you believe it and pass it on. Yeah. Minority. Minority who are ignorant. I feel sorry for them, not for myself. Don't be the victim. Before Allah, we are not victims. We have all the hope. We have all the hope. They are in the sorry state. And even though they're a loud minority, and we know there are media outlets, majority of them, and there are politicians, not mentioning any names, but you and I know who they are. And in fact, they only expose themselves at this time as to who they really are. Is that not so? Is that a positive for them? No, it's a negative even in this world, brothers and sisters. We know who they are. So the first thing is, the vast majority are good people. Of our country. Yeah? Of us British people. Yeah? I say us. The vast majority, you and I know, are good people. The kind of people who came out in the anti-racist march. And there are thousands, brothers and sisters. Most of them are white disbelievers. Isn't that right? Yeah. So vast majority are anti all this thuggery. They're embarrassed by it. They're embarrassed by it. And we must keep that and bear that in mind. Yeah. They're embarrassed by it. And they have come out and said so. And we know that already. Brothers and sisters, this is not new. I remember being a youngster, below double figures in the 60s. And we used to have the skinheads in those days while I was at primary school and middle school. And wogs out, most of you won't recognize what that means, but those of my age know what that means, was graffitied in many of the streets around us. And open racist comments in school, elsewhere, were not uncommon. It didn't damage us, it made us stronger, brothers and sisters. I don't feel any scars from that. Okay? But the vast majority of local people, indigenous, they were wonderful, brothers and sisters, as they are now. We had good neighbours. I had brilliant teachers. I never forget them till this day, who helped me, who taught me, who were loving to me, kind to me, and good friends, yeah? And even good authorities, yeah? Helping and caring and showing their concern. So it takes me back to that time. So this thing is not new. In 2008, in Living Islam, as some of you may have been there, I gave a talk called Don't Get Mad or Angry, Get Even Better. And the situation was similar. At that time, it wasn't the EDL, it was a BNP. Just new words, and now they say, oh, there's no EDL. It's the same kind of people, ignorant. Yeah, and the Zionists were still doing what they're doing now. The Zionist apartheid genocidal state of Israel was doing in 2008, yeah, what it's doing now. When I look back at that talk, and I think the scenario is the same. It's not new. It's not new. It's a chance and opportunity for us to realize who we actually are and what we need to be doing. So, don't generalize. Yeah. And the brunt of all this, brothers and sisters, being taken by the police and buildings and cars, hasn't it? Yeah. Even though mosques have been targeted, except brunt of it, you've seen it. Yeah. They've stood in the way. Follow the law. They're there to protect us. If the country becomes that the whole state and the police now decide we're not going to protect Muslims, yeah, they are a legitimate target, then maybe the advice will be different. That has not happened, brothers and sisters. That has not happened. They've taken the brunt. Yeah? And one of the nicest things I saw, and it was in the media, alhamdulillah, was our brothers and sisters, whether at the mosque or otherwise, giving out cups of tea and biscuit to the police officers. That's the kind of response. That's the kind of response that's needed. Yeah? And the police have made clear announcement. They said, if you feel any kind of threat, any comments, ring us immediately. We will take immediate action. You don't even have to give your name. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And they're offering free grants to mosques to put in security systems. And apparently we've had a security system put in with that grant, have we not? Where in Europe do they do that? I tell you, not in Germany and not in France that they're giving free grants for mosques to have security systems put in. That is in our country, in UK. So it's not all negative, negative, negative to press the panic button and cause absolute. And part of that, what should we do? Yes. Don't just sit at home and say we should close the mosque. No, more of you come to the mosque. More of us come. What are you afraid of? This is our country. This is our home. A mosque is a place to come to turn to Allah. So if you are doing less so, come more. Yes, be vigilant and be careful. Don't be stupid. Yeah? But come to the mosque. And most of all, brothers and sisters, what's required is from us is sabr. And we forget that. Sabr. In these times. Sabr. Nearly every other page in the Quran mentions sabr. Sabr is not just patience. Sabr is fortitude. Yeah. Continuing. Being steadfast. In doing good. In being good. But being patient. Being patient. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And if you are all patient and steadfast, and mindful of Allah. And surely that is from the azmil umur, from the firmness of resolve. In other words, Allah's praising that kind of behavior of having sabr. Not only as an individual, but as a community. In Surah Al-Asr, it's talking to us as a community. Those who are exceptional or are an exception to being losers are those who all believe, do righteous deeds. Watawasaw bilhaq, watawasaw bisabr. They cooperate and enjoin one another to truthfulness and justice. And they cooperate and enjoin one another to sabr, to patience and fortitude. The opposite of that is losing the head. It's to be angry. It is not a quality of believers, of muttaqeen, those who are mindful of Allah, of muhsineen, to have anger and rage. It is not the quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about muttaqeen and muhsineen. He says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. In describing al-muttaqeen from the previous ayah, Allah says they are the ones who spend in times of prosperity and adversity. They spend in times of prosperity or adversity on good things in the way of Allah. Well, kazimin al-ghayz, and those who control their anger, those who control their anger, wal afina anin nas, and those who pardon other people, humanity, talking in general, wal afina anin nas, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Surely Allah, for Allah, and Allah loves those who are the righteous, like these kind of people or this kind of quality. Anger and losing the head and behaving like the thugs of, right, come out, we'll take them on, right? Putting on balaclavas and shouting Allahu Akbar on the streets to take them on is not from the muhsineen. It is from ignorant behavior, brothers and sisters. Balaclava, why do you need a balaclava on unless you're going to do something which is unlawful? Allahu Akbar is not appropriate. Say Allahu Akbar in your sujood and your salah. This is not war going on. Which Joe Abdullah has declared war? War is declared by a state. Nobody told you to come out. It is against the law to take the law in your own hands. So let the police deal with it. To come out and to behave like the thugs who are behaving out there in the opposite direction to them is making them our teachers. They are not our example and teachers. Allah's messenger is our example and teacher. Believers and muhsineen and muttaqeen, our example and teachers. All of it is a carrot being dangled, is it not, brothers and sisters? Or in fishing they say using bait. This is a bait that has been dangled out to provoke, to get a reaction, so that the reaction can be shown everywhere. All of it is Zionist-backed, and it's not a conspiracy theory. These people of the EDL, they have strong connection with Zionists and Israel. Look at their comments, what they talk about, this Islamophobia, how they link Israel into it, and Hamas into it. All being stirred up from over there to take the eye off the real genocide that's still going over there on a daily basis. On a daily basis, 20, 30, 50 people are being, innocents are being killed by those wretched genocidal maniacs called Israel. All of it is to try and do that. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Now is the time to show the strength of character. And don't forget our brothers and sisters in Palestine, despite this bait. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه غفور رحيم استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقال تعالى وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. وقال تعالى: وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. وقال تعالى: الحمد لله رب العالمين. Calamities and disruptions like this, brothers and sisters, are an opportunity. They're an opportunity now that Islamophobia raised its ugly head to remove the curtain of ignorance from Islamophobia and the kind of ideas ignorant people have about Islam, is it not? Who's going to do that? No messenger is going to come. The final one came and left the responsibility between you and me. And before we realize that, we need to know that Allah says about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, "We have not sent you down except as a mercy, not to the Pakistanis and the Arabs, lil alameen, to the whole of humanity." He's being sent as a mercy to white, yellow, black, red, all races. He's actually their messenger as well as our messenger. We need to realize that. And before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Pakistaniyin or Rabbil Arab. Walakin qal Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, of all nations, of all people. That is Allah. It's not for us to keep. We need to realize. And in huwa illa dhikrul lil alameen. It is only a reminder, the Quran. A reminder for who? For the whole of humanity. This message, we have it on our shoulders, brothers and sisters. This kind of time is an opportunity for us to be. Brothers and sisters, our goal is higher. Our purpose is higher. But we need to reawaken and realize that. Our goal is not just dunya, is it? A bit of damage to a building, a bit of damage to a car. Our goal is higher than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as ambassadors, as lights to give light and guidance to those who are in darkness, brothers and sisters. Are we not too? That's what our purpose is. We have a greater mission, a greater purpose. To give ithar and preference to the hereafter. To Jannatul Firdaus. Not to dunya. Chasing after. This is perhaps to wake us up and make us realize. Stop chasing just after dunya. You have a greater purpose in this world, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kuntum khayra ummah. Khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of people for the benefit of humanity. Not you are the best of people, full stop. You are the best of people brought forth for the benefit of humanity. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You stand for that which is right and just. You stand against all that which is evil, false and wrong, while you all believe in Allah. That is our mission and purpose. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا وَسَتَلْ لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Thus we have made you a nation, an ummah, وَسَطَاءَ al-adl, a nation of justice. Things I talked about in my past khutbahs. Those who are upright, just, honest. Yeah. Thus we have made you an ummah of the middle way, those who are just and truthful. So that you could be witness, so that you all could be witnesses to humanity, as a messenger is a witness upon you. One of the tafsir of that comes from the Prophet ﷺ of this ayah, of in on Yawm al-Qiyamah, how the people of Nuh alayhi salam will lie on the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Nuh alayhi salam, did you warn your people? He says, yes, I did, Ya Allah. And when his people are asked, they will say, no warner came to us. No one came and warned us about anything. And then Allah will ask Nuh alayhi salam, who is your witness that you did warn and give the message to your people? He says, Muhammad and his ummah. sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the Prophet mentioned this ayah, so that you may be witnesses upon humanity. But its meaning also from Mufassirun are in this world. Witnesses to humanity is showing by our life and our example and our character, brothers and sisters, what the Quran is, what this message is really about. So we open our doors to those who want to damage and those who are full of hatred. Open the doors of the mosque. Welcome. Come and have tea and biscuits. Come and have lunch with us. Open our homes to these people. We welcome you to come and tell us what is it that is frightening you and threatening you about us. Welcome. This is our approach, brothers and sisters. This should be our approach. It requires wisdom. It requires sabr. Yeah, it requires a realization of who we are and what we have of benefit to humanity. Yeah? That we stand for kindness and for justice and morality and mercy and forgiveness and neighborliness. Yeah? And all of that must be first shown by example from us, is it not, brothers and sisters? Yeah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in mentioning jihad, he says, فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. And do not obey the disbelievers. That includes in following their example, in their ignorance. What they're doing, don't do that. If it's against our deen, which it is, to behave in a thuggish manner. Yeah. Instead, struggle and strive with the disbelievers. Yeah, with it, with the Quran, the greatest of jihad, the big jihad, the greatest struggle is with the Quran, means do dawah, show them the Quran. Show them the Quran. And how do we show them the Quran? The Prophet ﷺ is a walking, talking Quran. His ummah is supposed to be like him. Our example, our character, our dealings is what's going to open the hearts to the truth and them being saved. Is it not, brothers and sisters? It requires azm. It requires azm, firm resolve to have that kind of sabr. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's linked with our iman. It's linked with our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, guide us, make us lights and ambassadors to the truth and to the religion of justice. There is only one Sirat al-Mustaqim. There is only one creator. La ilaha illahu. Wa ala Allahi fal yatawakkalil mu'minun. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah. And the believers, all of them, rely only upon Him. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون قوموا إلى الصلاة.